MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. The results of a school board race and an election for a position on a town council, both in Chavez County communities, will be among the subject to an automatic recount. Chavez County Clerk Cindy Fuller confirming Wednesday the votes received by John Teal and Harry Lewis Wesson, who are among four candidates vying for three at-large seats on the Lake Arthur Town Council, will be recounted. Additionally, Vanessa Sanders and James Salas, who are among five contenders competing for three at-large positions on the Dexter Consolidated School Board of Education, will also go to a recount. Fuller said the retelling of the votes in those contests will happen Monday, December 4th at 9 a.m. All full-time employees of Roswell Independent School District receiving an additional payment in December. This payment's a one-time worker retention incentive of about $500 and approved by RISD board members during a special meeting Wednesday. Board member Hilda Sanchez attending the meeting. Three of four board members who participated in the meeting attended by telephone. Board President Hope Morales, along with board members Jack Cheney and James Edwards. Board member Ryan French absent. This non-reoccurring payment first came about as memorandums of understanding between the Roswell Education Association and the Communication Workers of America earlier this year. Standardized testing data provided by the New Mexico Public Education Department shows Goddard High School has seen a 3% growth in math proficiency, 1% growth in reading proficiency over last year. Mentorship, peer tutoring, and academic support systems have contributed to improved scores. New Mexico Vistas is a new portal provided by the NM Public Education Department that reported assessment scores. Proficiency is defined as students working at grade level or better. Porter Cottrell, principal at Goddard, is working to improve proficiency scores and graduation rates. He believes the test scores will continue to improve as students gain core skills through the completion of daily assignments coupled with high-quality tutoring. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.